Beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves.
During Kanye West's appearance on the Alex Jones Show, he praised Hitler while reading the Bible. He spoke about Zionists, but failed to mention how they worked hand in hand with the Nazis to create Israel. He spoke out against porn, but begged God to allow him his supermodel habit. And the entire time, he wore a Balenciaga-styled BDSM mask without ever mentioning his close relationship with them. It was the epitome of cognitive dissonance. And as the political right praise Kanye as a Christian, the political left attack him as a racist, both sides dancing together in gay fascination with the celebrity.
But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering, for he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded.
This is also called idol worship, and humans have a weak spot for it, although few will ever admit it.
Bring in the clowns. There will be clowns.
And while satiated with their bread and circus, one of Kanye's biggest benefactors, the CCP, is able to quietly round up thousands of protesters and disappear them without disturbing the sleeping masses. The China Show on YouTube has been doing a great job of covering this. The protests are nationwide, and they are directed against Xi and the entire CCP.
Ren Men Wan Sui. In China, you'll hear Gong Chan Dan Wan Sui, which means like
Communist Party.
Long live the Communist Party. They're saying long live the people.
Yes.
Like this that really you would never see in China, because the repercussions for doing this sort of thing are drastic in China.
For the first time in decades, we are seeing a united solidarity among the people.
He's saying, give me liberty or give me death. Okay, that's what he's shouting. And you've got people actually chanting along with him, okay, which is normally not the case.
Yeah.
Because people are like, holy crap, if someone's doing that, they're like, he's crazy, stay away from me, I don't want anything to do with it.
Yeah.
But the important thing is what happens when the police do finally arrive. They rescued him. And I mean, this is the first time I've ever seen anything like this happen in China, okay?
And it's happening all over China.
We have Lanzhou, we have Chongqing, we have other parts of Guangzhou, which were already protesting.
Yes.
We have Beijing. We have third tier, fourth tier, fifth tier cities. We have top tier universities down to low level vocational schools.
Yeah.
We have people in the streets. We have officials being kidnapped out of government buildings. We have people parading through the streets. We have people tearing down police stations. We have PLA deployed, People's Liberation Army. We have SWAT teams. We have this across the entire country.
The reason we've only seen a glimpse of this massive protest is the CCP's censorship. They routinely stop people on the train and check their phones for VPNs. And they jam the signals once a protest breaks out.
They're sending signal jammers into places of protest in order to, you know, stop people's cell phones so they can't send messages, they can't send videos.
And people are coming into massive clashes just right in the street, and people are getting cell phone videos out before the signal jammers can show up. We're seeing stuff come to a head, and then it just stops.
And because everyone is required to have their mobile phone apps in order, The police simply switched off the apps where the protests were happening so that nobody could board the train. Because of the phone apps, they knew exactly where to find everyone. So they knocked on doors, beat people in their own homes, and dragged them off to the quarantine camps. While Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates believe communist China is the model for the world, BlackRock's CEO says that the markets prefer totalitarian government. And here's how it works. If your mobile app goes red, then you have to wait in line for a COVID test. And if you fail that test, then you have to take a bus to your designated quarantine camp, where you will be imprisoned and charged for the entire stay. And so the truth about Ye is that the human herd is and always will be manipulated by our own weaknesses, like our obsession with celebrity and drama. Americans don't seem to care that thousands of people just sacrificed their lives for freedom. They'd rather talk about Ye and Hitler. But soon, they won't even have to distract us, because at this rate, we will soon be connected to a worldwide social credit score system, just like China, and both the left and the right will then be able to spend their final days arguing about Kanye and Hitler while locked up together in their very own death camps here in America. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.